The power of natural planning. The value of all this natural project planning is that it provides an integrated, flexible, aligned way to think through any situation. Being comfortable with challenging the purpose of anything you may be doing is healthy and mature. Being able to make up visions and images of success before the methods are clear is a phenomenal trait to strengthen. Being willing to have ideas, good or bad, and to express and capture all of them without judgments is critical for fully accessing creative intelligence. Honing multiple ideas and types of information into components, sequences, and priorities aimed toward a specific outcome is a necessary mental discipline. And deciding on and taking real next actions, actually moving on something in the physical world, are the essence of productivity. Shifting to a positive organizational culture. It doesn't take a big change to increase the productivity standards of a group. The constructive evaluation of activities, asset allocations, communications, policies, and procedures against purposes and intended outcomes has become increasingly critical for every organization I know of. The challenges to our companies continue to mount, with pressures coming these days from globalization, competition, technology, shifting markets, and raised standards of performance and production. What do we want to have happen in this meeting? What is the purpose of this forum? What would the ideal person for this job be able to do? What do we want to accomplish with this software? These and a multitude of other similar questions are still sorely lacking in many quarters. There's plenty of talk in the big meetings that sounds good, but learning to ask, why are we doing this, and what will it look like when it's done successfully, and to apply the answers at the day-to-day operational level, that is what will create profound results. Empowerment naturally ensues for individuals as they move from complaining and victim modalities into outcomes and actions defined for direction. When that becomes the standard in a group, it creates significant improvement in the atmosphere as well as the output. There are enough other problems to be concerned with, so negativity and passive resistance need to continually give way to a focus on the desired results at the appropriate horizons. The microcosm of how people deal with their in-baskets, email, and conversations with others will be reflected in the macro reality of their culture and organization. If balls are dropped, if decisions about what to do are resisted on the front end, if not all the open loops are managed responsibly, that will be magnified in the group, and the culture will sustain a stressful fire and crisis siege mentality. If, in contrast, individuals are implementing the principles of getting things done, the culture will expect and experience a new standard of high performance. Problems and conflicts will not go away. They remain inherent as you attempt to change or maintain anything in this world. The operational behaviors of this program, however, will provide the focus and framework for addressing them in the most productive way.